Hey guys, welcome to the Mental Makeover Podcast. I'm Lauren Curtis. You've probably heard the phrase, the grass is always greener on the other side, but I believe it's greener where you water it. This podcast is here to provide you with meaningful advice from myself and others in order to give your little patch of grass the best chance to grow and flourish. Hi everyone, it's me. It's been a couple of years. I don't remember the last time I recorded a podcast, but I have had so many requests to get back into it. I really didn't know how much it meant to people until I stopped doing it. So, hello. I've also started to record these episodes on video as well. So, it's not going to just be audio this time. If you would like to watch on YouTube, it's just on my main channel. I thought may as well add some extra content on YouTube while I'm sitting here talking anyway. So, I hate long intros. So, I'm not going to, ramble on about why I've been gone and that kind of thing. But I do have a desire to get back into this. I just don't really know what that looks like. The reason I mainly stopped was because I kind of ran out of things to say, but I do like the idea of people kind of like writing in or sending in voice notes or whatever and asking me questions or looking for advice or anything like that. I just like talking about lots of different things, and I feel like this is a really good platform to do so, which is what has actually brought me here today. I uploaded a TikTok and a little reel on Instagram, and to be honest, I kind of felt a little bit vulnerable posting it. I wasn't sure if it was a little bit, I don't know. The message I was kind of sending was the opposite of what we're used to hearing, at least as a woman, and I'll get into that in a second. But I had an overwhelmingly positive response to it, especially on TikTok. Like, I just did not imagine it would go the way that it did, especially considering it was quite a long one and people said that they actually managed to sit through it and listen to it. So yeah, really exciting. But basically, it was all about finding myself. I will go into greater depth with this story here because I obviously have the platform too, but most of you will know that Reese and I used to live in Perth. And apologies if you've already heard this story before, you feel free to fast forward a few minutes. And it got to a point where we just felt like a change. We'd always wanted to come down south, which is, down south is basically like 3 and a bit hours from where we used to live. It's a more rural town, it's very beachy, very surfy. And we always come here for a holiday every single year, like up until we moved down here, of course. So it was a rough journey getting to the point of finding this block that we eventually ended up building on. But anyway, we moved down here and we had purchased a block of land which we were intending to build upon. And in the meantime, we were renting for 2 years. We were so lucky to find that rental. It was almost like impossible to find rentals in that market. And we were allowed to have memes. It was just, we were really excited. It was a strange feeling moving into that place because we're kind of juggling the feeling of gratitude and knowing that we're so lucky to be there, which we were, but also we just came from our own house that was really nice. It was new. It had all of our furniture. We basically started our lives together there to someone else's house with all of their furniture because we sold all of ours with our house. And just none of it felt familiar. None of it felt like ours. There were just so many things that just... But again, it's like you can't complain because you're so lucky to even have that place in the first place. I haven't really spoken about this. I didn't really speak about it while we were living in that house because I didn't want anyone to find out where we lived. But about, I don't know how long it was into living there. Like, we were told the house build would take maybe like, what was the time period? Was it like up to 18 months or was it 24 months? I can't remember. Basically, we thought it would take no longer than like a year and a half or something, which it did not. I don't know how long it was into us being there, but the owner tried to sell the rental while we were there, and they were lovely, like lovely people, so generous, so accommodating, so considerate. And they made a point to include in the contract that if anyone bought it, that we're tenants and we have to stay here until we need to leave, basically, or until we can leave. So that was a huge, again, so grateful for them. But that obviously, like, I am a massive homebody. I, being comfortable in the place that I spend like basically all of my day is really important because I obviously work from home and I'm just, a homebody in general. So combine those two things mean that I just, being comfortable in the space that I'm in is really important. So having this unfamiliar surrounding and then also having to, like, our stuff was, half of our stuff was in boxes, half of it, it's just like we'd never really like fully unpacked because it was always so temporary. Then we started to have home opens and it was so nerve-wracking because, like, even though we knew that they were going to let us stay, we also felt this tremendous amount of guilt because they weren't successful selling it in a really popular market, like a really hot market. And we're thinking, like, oh my God, is it us? Are we turning people away? Like, they're being so good to us and we're potentially putting people off buying it because who wants to buy a house with tenants in it? Anyway, it was just, and there were so many back and forth of them trying to sell, and then they took it off the market, then put back on, then our build took so much longer than expected. And so we basically kept on like extending our stay and then feeling so guilty for that. I just felt horrible. And then like, our build was really, really stressful towards the end. So it just was compounding, and that in itself was taking a toll on my mental health and Reese's. Because we basically literally had just put our lives on hold and were living in limbo. Like, we walked from our house into a lift, and we were just waiting in this lift indefinitely for a couple of years until we would finally move out into this new chapter of our lives. So that was one thing that was kind of going on behind the scenes. But I had also stopped working out for, gosh, yeah, it had ended up being like 2 and a bit years probably. All of these time frames that I'm giving are rough. I don't have the greatest memory at the best of times, so just the top of my mind. But a couple of years, and I had just come from like working out a few times a week with the personal trainer, being really fit, like really confident in the way that I was looking and feeling. And I had a really great relationship with her as well. So I was also kind of like mourning the loss of her as a personal trainer. And because she had become a really good friend, like, I don't even see my best friends 3 times a week. I see them maybe like once a month, maybe once every 2 months, because now everyone's got kids and families and stuff, and, you know, we're all living in different areas. So to see someone 3 times a week, you develop a really close connection with them. And we were just really similar people who really understood each other. So for that reason, I felt it was really difficult for me to go out and find a new personal trainer, because I am very introverted, or I just keep to myself a lot. I don't open up to new people very easily, and I just keep a really small circle of people around me, and I just find it really daunting to go down that whole route again, because it was hard enough for me to even find a gym to go to and a personal trainer in the first place. Like, that took a lot of courage, and then to do that and then to find someone so great, I'm just in my head, and I overthink things a lot. So I just basically started going to Pilates a couple of times a week. I had like private sessions with this lovely lady, and it was great, but it was not the high intensity workout that I was used to. And so I basically stopped going, I think COVID happened. That's right. COVID hit, and, you know, everything kind of stopped for a while, and I just never really got back into it. I did not get back into it. I completely stopped. And meanwhile, this 2 years, I have always had like a smaller build. So when I'm saying that I've gained weight or something, I don't think many people would have noticed. It wasn't like I gained like a large amount of weight and everyone could tell and we were like commenting on it, but I've always been very, I think it runs in my family, I think, very hard on the way that we look, and very, I mean, I don't think that has to run in the family. I think that's just like an experience that all women generally have, and men to a different degree, but I'm obviously talking about women here. A lot of pressure to always look, just to be small, you know, even just to like make ourselves small, like our presence small, everything feels like the smaller we are, the better. And so it's not that anyone had put that pressure on me. It was just something that I guess I had taken in from my surroundings, or, you know, my environment, media, movies, everything just kind of, it all comes together and you get this idea that everyone expects you to look a certain way, to be a certain way. And I guess I had let that get to me. And so over the course of these 2 years, my body had changed, not again drastically. I don't know. I might actually put a little trigger warning. If you're sensitive about weight and weight loss and weight gain and, you know, health and fitness and that kind of thing, if you have an unhealthy relationship with with exercise or with food or anything like that, maybe skip this one because I don't want to trigger anyone when I'm talking about weight loss and weight gain. And I'm not going to share how many kilos I lost or gained because I don't want anyone to fixate on numbers, because it depends so much on your personal shape and your body, all of that stuff. And it doesn't change anything for you knowing how much I lost or gained. But I had gained a little bit of weight, and I remember, I think I have a video, I should upload it, where I was crying. I can't remember what I was saying. I should watch it again, but I was crying about the way that I felt about myself, because it's like we're constantly bombarded with this message of body positivity and love the way that you look, embrace everything, like love your bigger body, love your smaller body, love your thin body, love your muscly body, love your fuller body. Like, you just gotta love it all. And if you don't love it all, then it's your fault. Like, it does sometimes kind of go on to the toxic positivity side of things. Sometimes two things can be true at once. You can love the way that you look, but you also want to be fit, or perhaps you want to improve the way that you look, but it doesn't mean that you hate the way you look, you know? So I had these days where I found it really easy to embrace the way that I looked. Again, it wasn't a drastic change, but I remember like messaging my mum and my sister and being like, does my face look different to you? Like, I can't tell if my face looks different. Like, when I take photos and selfies now, so I know how corny all of this is going to sound, but look, it's the world that we live in, and this is my job. So unfortunately, we're going to be talking about selfies today. But I was like, my face just looks different. Like, I take a photo and I don't look how I... It's me, but it's not hitting the same way. I'm not looking at these photos being like, oh, you know, that's a nice photo, or I like that one. It's kind of like, it's none of these are working for me. Something's weird. And because it's such a gradual change and it happens so slowly, it isn't like one day you wake up and you have gained weight and you're like, oh, well, I guess I just gained this amount of weight. It's like this really slow thing that kind of creeps up on you. And so you don't really realize it's happening until you start noticing these small changes. And bless my, you know, my mum and my sister, they were like, no, you look amazing. Or, you know, you look no different to me. And I don't know if they're being honest or not, but I mean, if they had said, yeah, you do look different, like they had known that would have made me crumble. It's funny how you want these honest answers from people, but you actually don't want them to be honest. Anyway, so I started thinking like, maybe it's my masseter muscles, my jaw, because my face was just wider. And I think it was a combination of gaining weight and clenching more. Like, I've always been a grinder with my teeth, but I think perhaps the stress of just this weird place in my life, I was grinding more, I gained weight, my pace was just changing. So I had masseter injections, which definitely helped slim my jaw down a little bit. And my voice is going to start breaking, by the way, because I don't normally talk nonstop like this, and it always happens when I do. So I got that. I was like, yeah, that's a bit better. That, you know, I look a little bit more like me now. But then I still had this issue where my clothes were fitting just a little bit differently. Like, I'm still the exact same clothing size now, but say if I was like I don't even want to say the number. I mean, you probably know if you've heard me talking about clothing and stuff before, but my size, I was probably on the very tippy end of that size, basically about to go into the next size before, whereas now I'm on the lower side of my size, about to go into the size below. So still within my same size, but just like on opposite ends of the size, if that makes sense. Yeah, I just felt different in my body. And I struggled so much day to day, because one day I was like, yeah, love yourself, you look great, who cares, you know, I'm healthy, my body is, yeah, healthy, and I'm so grateful for that, and I've got this, you know, amazing life, and I have so much to be grateful for. Why focus on the little silly things, like the way that I look, like, stupid. And the next day I was like, no, I'm crying into my phone, like recording me crying about my body. I was just trying to grapple this. And anyway, I didn't really change anything, to be honest. I had kind of resigned myself to that was just what was happening at this point. I remember we went to Bali for my 30th. Was it my 30th birthday? No, it was a few months before my 30th birthday. I think it was in like September. And I must have just been feeling bad about myself. And I remember Reese was in the pool, and I started Googling personal trainers near me. And then I reached out to someone, and I said to her, you know, this is the situation. I used to work out a lot. I just feel like I need to get back to it. I don't want to have any focus on like tracking my weight because I will obsess over that number and, you know, it's just not healthy. I just want to get fit for myself and whatever. And she replied and, you know, whatever. She seemed nice enough. We had like a little phone consultation, like a little FaceTime thing. And I don't know, I just didn't get the same, just completely different vibe from the last one. And that kind of put me off. And I never took the plunge and I kind of just let that fade away, basically. Just, you know, when you can tell that you're not going to kind of connect with someone, even though they're perfectly nice, that was kind of the situation for me. So we finally moved into this damn house. Sorry, this beautiful house. No, it is beautiful. It's just a process. It was a process. An emotionally laborious one at that. But moved into this house. Then Reese got sick. Good times. But just before that happened, Reese was talking, I think it was Reese, about how he used to go to the gym at a local, like his gym was a local leisure center, because he also doesn't really like going to big, busy gyms. He likes it to be quiet. I mean, I feel like that's kind of, you know, there are some gyms that are like purposely intense and like it's more about that whole vibe and you go in and you want to be a part of everyone being like, you know, it's a certain kind of vibe. Yeah. But we are both, again, kind of keep to ourselves. We just want it to be nice and quiet and chill and have the equipment that we need and that's it. So he used to go there and I was like, oh, I was thinking about it. I know we have one locally here and I know those kinds of places have classes. And so I decided to look into it because beforehand classes had kind of intimidated me because again, I'm not a people person. I don't feel comfortable around large groups of people because I'm so self-aware and I just feel like I just overthink everything. So like if I'm going to a gym, no, let's bring this back even further. If my friends suggest going out to dinner somewhere that I'm not familiar with, I will have to like Google the restaurant, find where I can park. If it's in the city, I'm instantly in a bad mood. I'm like, I don't want to eat in the city. I don't have to try and find a parking. Where is the entrance? What am I going to eat? Like I just have to plan everything out in advance. So there's just like less variables, less things for me to stress over. I sound like a lot of fun, don't I? So same thing with classes. At this point, I'd only really heard about like F45 and that to me didn't seem like an environment I'd be comfortable in. Even the gym that I used to go to where I had personal training, they did classes there and it was a lot of people my age. And I don't like those environments. I don't know why. It's something that reminds me, I think perhaps it's like high school and being scarred from high school and being around lots of girls that are like my age and how competitive it gets and how I just feel way too self-conscious, especially if everyone's more like fit or more experienced than me. It just makes me feel like more of the attention is on me, even though no one ever pays attention to you. We think we're so important and we are, but not in the way that we think we are. Like we think like everyone's watching us. No one cares. We're all so damn insecure. We're only worrying about what we're doing. Anyway, God, like I saw a girl today. And we looked at each other. Both of us had like a resting bitch face on. She probably didn't even think twice about it. I looked at her and I thought, you have the most amazing body. Your skin is stunning. She had this beautiful tan skin. She was tall, this like beautiful figure. And as I was walking into the shops, I was like, how many times do women look at each other? And because we have resting bitch faces on, how many times do we probably think that they were thinking something negative about us? When in reality, they were probably thinking something really nice. That's what I'm choosing to think going forward. Anyway, sidetracked, I digress. So yeah, that never really appealed to me. But I looked into these classes and I hadn't even heard of them before. It was like, I say Les Mills, I think it's pronounced Lame? I don't know. I'm just gonna say Les Mills, knowing that it's probably wrong, but that's just the way that, even the instructions say Les Mills, I think. Whatever, who cares? Maybe it's French or something. Les Mis. Is that Italian? No. Anyway, whatever. Shut up, Lauren. I did my usual stress researching. I don't know why I think I'm just so conscious of like making a fool of myself that I just try to put all these things in place that will prevent that from happening. But in the meantime, I'm just causing myself to stress. Anyway, regardless, I finally booked it. I don't know if I even went to any classes at this point. I maybe went to one or two, but then I had to put my membership on hold for like a month or two because Reese got sick. So it wasn't until we got back home that I got back into things. And fast forward, I don't know how long it's been. Well, that was going on in like May or June. God, I don't know what day it is. Then I started going to these classes. I didn't know anyone. I stuck to the very back of the gym. I literally just went there really early so that I could get a spot, because I didn't want to be at the front of the class, because I was still getting used to how everything worked. I didn't want anyone to be looking at me, because just to paint the picture, it's in a big gym. There are, at this point, because it's summer, there are like 40 people there, which is basically like a full class. The back row, the third row, the second row, the first row, and they're like spread over a large, you know, distance. So I always wanted to be at the back so I could just hide away, blend into the walls, be invisible. And then there was one day where I missed my class. I got the times wrong. And so I ended up having to go to the next class, which I never did again, because it was all like burpees and jumping and running. Kill me. But I heard some women talking, and I kind of introduced myself into the conversation and by saying like, have you guys done this class before? I just missed my class, and I just made conversation. And then I met a girl, a woman, I should say, a little bit older than me. And we spent the class together, basically. We had to find partners, and we chose to be partners. And so even still to this day, we are like buddies at the gym. Recently, I've been speaking to another girl there. Like, I've just been talking a lot more to people, and they've been talking to me. And it's really nice to have that kind of connection, because I never really expected it. But I said to Reese, like, when none of the girls that I normally speak to are there, I feel like, oh, this is how I used to feel when I first got here. And it never bothered me before, but now it kind of feels lonely, because I'm like used to having someone to talk to and to like complain about the, you know, the workout with, or say, oh, I'm so hot, or it's so painful, or whatever, or making jokes or that kind of thing, which is funny. But gradually becoming more confident, like now, you know, maybe in like the second row or the first row, working out, and I'm doing, so I do body pump 3 times a week, and RPM, which is like a spin class, once a week. I'm going to experiment doing 2 and 2, like 2 each, because the body pump can be a little bit tough on my knees. It's been a bit rough on my knees recently, so I need to take a bit of a break. So I've been doing that really religiously, and all of that to say, oh yeah, and I should mention, this is like kind of irrelevant to the topic, but if any of you are similar to me in that way, and like, you know, the whole gym experience and nervousness around that kind of environment, definitely go to your like local leisure center, or even your local like smaller gym or something, or just anywhere that does these Les Mills classes, because at least in my experience, the classes are like, I'd say most of the women are mums, so they put their kids in the creche, like the little daycare thing, while they work out. So I'd say like 30s, kind of mid 30s, maybe 40s, maybe some are younger than me. I don't know. I haven't really spoken to most of the women there, so I don't know. And then the rest of them are all seniors, so senior women and men. So it's really like, it's just not like one of those trendy places, which is what I didn't want. I didn't want to go somewhere trendy and like clicky. I just wanted to go somewhere that was just, you know, all normal people just wanting to work out. I just wanted to blend in. However many months have passed, and I am proud to say I am back to my original fitness level. And this 30 minutes later is where the inspiration for that TikTok came. Because I did not realize how much I had lost myself until I found myself again. And I know that is very cliche, but there's no other way to describe it. I was a shell of myself. I was me, but I wasn't me. I knew that I was something was different, but I didn't really know what it was. And it's not until recently, like I'm talking like this week, that I've kind of been piecing everything together. So the first thing was feeling displaced and not feeling comfortable in my surroundings, feeling like I was in limbo. That feeling of being in limbo, and a lot of women said that in my in the comments of those posts, that was a real killer. Being in this constant state of like, I don't know what's, it's like you've put your life on hold, for like you're waiting in anticipation of something coming or happening, but you can't, well, at least for us, we didn't know exactly when it was going to happen. Or like towards the end, we didn't know. So that was tough. But then even at the beginning, it was really tough because you know it's going to be like a couple of years, and that's a long time to wait. Oh my God, I remember when I actually said to Reese when we were sitting on the bed in our rental, I was like, it makes my skin crawl. Like it makes me feel icky. Like, oh, I can't even explain it. Thinking, like it makes me like nervous almost. Thinking, what if something had like a glitch in our universe and we had to live this whole 2 years over again? Like imagine if something just happened and we just went back in time 2 years and we knew that we had just gone back in time, but we couldn't do anything about it and we had to relive like moving into this rental for the first time. Oh my God, too much. I can't even think about it now, it's too much. Yeah, so that feeling of being in limbo, that was a real killer. But second to that, it was fitness and the effect that being fit again and getting back to being, I'm just going to say it, like, I'm going to be completely honest. I don't like saying this because I know how triggering it is for so many women, and it was kind of triggering for me until I got to this position, losing a bit of weight and getting back to being toned. And like, that's what it was kind of like. The first thing that I noticed was like, wow, clothes just fit differently on me now. But something that changed, which was very strange, was that when we lived in this rental, I stopped listening to the music that I used to listen to. I used to love hip hop, but mainly Drake. I just like his music. I've just always listened to it when I was younger and living in Sydney. It's kind of like come with me through each different stage of my life. Like I can listen to one album when it comes out, and then in the future, listening back to that album a few years later, it reminds me of all those moments. Like Nothing Was the Same is the album that I listened to in Sydney, and all of those songs remind me like vividly of memories that I made while I was living there. I just stopped listening to that music altogether. It didn't bring me any kind of joy. I wasn't enjoying it, but I still wanted to listen to music. So I started listening to old school music, like 80s, 90s, early 2000s. And otherwise, it was basically just podcasts. Anyway, I just thought, you know what? My tastes have changed and I've outgrown that kind of music. I'm getting older now, you know, I'm not into Drake anymore. And still to this day, certain songs of his are super cringe. And then I noticed that I also stopped fake tanning. Like, I mean, I still did every now and then, but just way less frequently. I used to probably do it like each week. And I think when I was living in this like limbo period, I'd maybe do it maybe once a month, maybe once every 2 weeks, which I know sounds, and I know all of this sounds so trivial, but it's like, it's the symbolism behind it. It's not like, oh my God, I stopped fake tanning. The world's going to end. What's going wrong? What's wrong with me? Oh no. It's just, you know, it symbolizes a change in my, I'll get to that. Wearing fake tan just elevates your confidence. Like I am fine with my fair skin. I have no issues with it. But if you fake tan, you know. And if you don't know, you don't know. But if you know, you know. It just makes you like, I saw a TikTok yesterday where this girl was like, honestly, if I was a therapist, I would just say to my clients, have you tried fake tanning? Come back to me next week and see if that works. Like, fake tanning just eliminates all of your problems. And then I stopped wearing makeup a lot of the time. I mean, I also cut my hair short. Like, I cut all my hair off before we moved, which at the time wasn't signifying some like mental breakdown or something, which, you know, a big drastic hair change normally does. But yeah, I cut all my hair off and I had like a little bob, which was, you know, for my long blonde hair, that was a big change for me. Yeah, I stopped wearing makeup so much and kind of embraced the no makeup look, which, I mean, hey, I saved a lot of time every day and it's so much nicer than not wearing makeup in terms of, like, I don't have the patience for it anymore. It just takes so long. Anyway, so the other day, this is again leading into the TikTok, I had to go to Perth to pick up my car because it was getting serviced. And on the way back, I was listening to an audiobook and I was getting over it. But I didn't feel like listening to my normal 80s music. I felt like something a little bit more, you know, vibey. When I feel like that, I generally put on Drake's old music and even more specifically his like slower stuff. And that morning, actually, I had decided to put makeup on as well because I was like, you know what? Why not put a little bit of extra effort in? I had a fake tan on. So I was dressed in a, you know, I was confident in what I was wearing. I had makeup on, I had fake tan. And I had just put on this music that I hadn't listened to in so long. And it was like this like light switch turned on or this like spark ignited within me. And I just was like vibing to the maximum. And I'm sorry I keep saying vibing because it sounds so lame, but like I truly was vibing. I was just energized. I was really feeling it, feeling the music, feeling myself just in the way of like just feeling confident and like kind of tapping back into the essence of who I used to be. And that was really energizing. It was like I was being recharged or something. And so for 2 hours straight, I just listened to this music. I was bopping along. I was like, it was like the sun was setting. Oh, I was in such a good mood. And that's when I recorded that video, that TikTok. I was like, this is like who I used to be. What's happened? I feel so good right now. Like, why did I ever let myself get to a point where I couldn't recognize myself? I don't want to blame myself because it was kind of, I was like a product of my circumstances at that time, but it just inspired me to film that video and kind of talk about like how sometimes we don't even realize all of these changes are happening until they've already happened. And if you can recognize that it's happening before it gets to the point where you've truly lost yourself, like that's ideally what you want. I don't know. It was a hard one to talk about too, because essentially in this video, I was basically saying like, okay, well, now I'm going to wear makeup every day and see how I feel. Now I'm going to start fake tanning more. Now I'm working out and now I'm listening to Drake. Like it sounded like the most basic white girl thing ever. But it was genuinely how I felt, that I was this person a few years ago who was confident in herself, who like, you know, wanted to be out there and present herself in the best possible way and felt pride in the way that she looked and, you know, liked going shopping and wearing nice outfits and felt confident in like shorts and singlets and crop tops and things that the last 2 years I would never wear. And so it was actually really interesting that someone that I follow, she tagged me in a post because again, a lot of people were really vulnerable in sharing their personal experiences, which was so nice. Because again, I was cognizant of the fact that like the message I'm sending is kind of the opposite to what we're used to, which is like, embrace your bare face and embrace your body and embrace this and embrace that and, you know, whatever, which is true. Like, hell yeah, I still want to do that, but I also want to feel like the best version of me. So if I have to start working out in order to do that, if wearing makeup more frequently helps me to do that, if having my nails done or my hair done or wearing nice clothes helps me to feel confident, I'm not doing it for a man. God, no. I mean, poor, like, Reese loves me regardless. I know that because the past few years, like, you know, I went from this version of myself to wearing no makeup, to not working out, to just like, you know, being in this weird mental place. And he loved me just the same, just like I would love him just the same if he went through one of those phases himself, and he kind of did as well. It's not that I'm trying to appeal to men. Like I always say that I prefer to dress conservatively. I don't like showing cleavage. I used to feel uncomfortable wearing really fitted things because of the attention it brings. Oftentimes I like that when I wear makeup, I don't get attention. Like I'm actively trying to avoid male attention, like the male gaze. I don't like men looking at me. Like I don't want to be perceived by men, just in general. I don't like attention. And I know it's probably hard for people to understand considering what I do for like a job, but I started this whole thing in 2011 in my bedroom at my mum's house, speaking to nobody but myself into an iPhone 3 or whatever it was. Like, I didn't think anyone was going to see this. No one did YouTube back then. It wasn't a thing. So I had no idea this was going to blow up to the point that it did. And of course, I'm eternally grateful for it. And I'm so happy that it did. But like, I do not deal with attention very well. If I had a superpower, it would be to fly and then also to be invisible. I just want to blend into my surroundings and be like, you know, unseen. So yeah, I'm not dressing for the male gaze. If anything, I'm actively trying to avoid it. So me putting all this effort in is literally for myself. It's to feel good about the person that I see looking back at me in the mirror. And this person, Michelle, she sent her friend my reel And then she said, forget the workout part, even just doing the things for you and finding your spark. Women give up a little piece of themselves every day until they don't recognize themselves anymore. And her friend said, I know so many people feeling that way. And she replied and said, for everyone else around them, doing it all for their jobs, their partners and their kids, etc., etc. Then we have nothing left for us. This is why our, and this is air quotes, silly little makeup routines and nail appointments and tanning Thursdays are so important, because it's the only thing for us. And I was like, damn, that was so perfectly said. And I know that mums feel this probably more so than anyone, because when you have a child, your entire existence goes from caring about you and prioritizing you and then your partner probably just after, to prioritizing your baby, then to prioritizing you, then to prioritizing your relationship with your partner, and then probably to prioritizing your partner afterwards. And your baby takes up like 90% of that time. I mean, I'm not speaking from experience, obviously, but from what I see around me, my friends, my family, like, you have to sacrifice so much of yourself and your identity to becoming a mom and caring for that baby. Even if you have a really, really, really supportive partner, like, you're inevitably going to be giving up a big chunk of yourself to raise that child. So power to all of you guys who do it, because it's, I mean, obviously I don't know, but it looks really damn tough. So yeah, women that have children, that's a whole nother level of sacrifice. And a lot of women that were commenting were saying, like, I'm a mom and, you know, it's just, I don't know who I am anymore. Like, I don't do the things that I used to do. I haven't been able to go to the gym, or I don't have time to put on makeup. Like, all these things that I used to love to do that made me feel good about myself, I had to give up. And now I don't really know who this person is. And I'm sure, you know, maybe that'll change once the kids become older and older. But, like, this is your life right now. Like, you know, you don't want to, again, feel like you're in this limbo period, putting your life on hold in anticipation of hopefully things will get better. Hopefully things will change. Hopefully I'll find myself again. Hopefully I'll find the time. Like, you want to be able to feel that way now. And so I don't know what the solution is there for mums, because I don't know what that lifestyle is like, obviously. But I'm just talking from my own personal experience, that if there is anything that you can do, even if it's like working out and doing these body pump classes at home, it's so much harder to be motivated at home, but it's worth at least trying. Touching back on the body pump as well, I find that, first of all, it's so much cheaper not having personal training. Obviously, personal training is so expensive. And for good reason, you get really tailored, like, specific workout, and you're probably going to get, like, the less chance of getting injured and stuff like that. But as a whole, like, I'm paying, like, a tiny smidgen of a percentage during these classes compared to what I was paying for PT. And also, the benefit of being in this group setting, if it's not an intimidating setting, is that you're surrounded by all these other women and men, but who cares about those, them, other women who have taken the time out of their day. You know, they've had to put their kids and pay for putting their kids in the crate and do all that stuff. They've taken the time. And a lot of these women, actually, that I work out with have FIFO partners. So their partners aren't even, like, they have to work around their partner's schedules and stuff, and they still somehow find a way to make it work. It's very admirable. Like, God, women are amazing. Anyway, we're all there together. And then you get these instructors who will, like, you know, share this motivational little tidbits as you go, like, just pumping you up. Like, come on, guys, we're in this. Like, we can, you know, it's just like all the just typical motivational stuff to get you feeling like you're all in it together. You're all sweating, you're all struggling. It's just a really nice environment. Like, I just like being around all these other people that are doing it with me. And even this morning I had a spin class, and they had dressed up the room with, like, Christmas stuff and fairy lights and stuff. And it was just so, it was just an awesome feeling. Like, you're just sweating and it's hard, and all of you are there doing it together. You put in the time. It just, like, it just feels like a little community almost. And then you go home and you go about your separate ways, and then you come back and you do it all again. It was just, yeah, I feel like that was actually really an unexpected part of this process that actually is really valuable to me now, because I need someone to tell me what to do and when to do it. I can't just go to a gym on my own. I should have said that earlier. I need to be held accountable. Otherwise, I'll flake my way out of it somehow. Like, I need someone to tell me what to do, when to do it. I need a routine. And that's what this gives me. And I also, like, with classes, like, if you don't show up, no one really notices, and that's But, you know, I mean, your friends and stuff notice, but, like, you know, it isn't like when I had personal training and I didn't feel like going, I'd always feel kind of guilty, and it's a lot harder to say, like, to cancel when it's one-on-one, and just, anyway, all of this stuff. So long story short, these classes have been really good for me in that way. But just wrapping up, I don't really have, like, this isn't really advice. I'm not saying go out and do all of these things. If I took anything away from the comments on those posts, it was actually that it's just nice to know that other people feel this way too, that we all go through periods of highs and lows where we kind of connect with ourselves, we find ourselves, we perhaps lose ourselves a little bit, we change, we grow, we evolve, we change back, we go forward. Like, life is just constantly ebbing and flowing, and we're kind of being pulled in all these different directions and expected to keep up and to kind of, you know, stay afloat. And for some people that's a lot easier than others, but for me, I've just noticed all of these like subtle changes in my life that I never even realized had changed in the first place since doing these things and since being a bit more grounded in like my surroundings and like, you know, finally being in this house and getting my fitness back and how much of an impact it has on my mental health and then all of the knock-on effects from just that change. And like, even this morning, I was thinking to myself, like, look at me, like, not physically look at me, like, as a person. I'm, like, smiling with all these people. I'm talking to all these people. I'm laughing along with the instructor. We're all sweating. Like, I, you know, I went and spoke to my friend in a different class and talked about some stuff. It's like, who is this person? I don't know. Like, I would never have recognized myself, like, a year ago doing all these things and feeling empowered. And it's just a really nice place to be. So I wanted to talk about it here in more depth for anyone who was interested, I guess. And just to bring the podcast back, I don't know if I have ADHD. That's a whole nother separate topic. If I do, I feel like, okay, this is like completely off topic. I've spoken about it a little bit on YouTube in my little vlogs before, but I have been looking into it a bit recently because a lot of people have messaged me and asked if I have some form of, I know ADHD is a new term, but even my doctor was saying ADD. And if I do have it, it would be the inattentive type because I'm not hyperactive, but I just find it really difficult to stick to things. I get these bursts of energy where I'm like, yes, I'm so excited to start this new project. And then I burn out because like the fun of it wears off or it becomes like actual work. And I'm like, I don't know about that anymore. So it is kind of sometimes hard for me to stick to schedules. It has always been with YouTube. I'd always watch other influencers like always uploading on certain days. And I'm like, how on earth do they do that? I cannot. Like, I'll have 1 week where I smash everything out, like work, videos, TikToks, reels, all this stuff that I've got to do. And then the next week I'll have no energy at all. Like, I just go in bursts and waves. So I know myself well enough now. I'm not going to overcommit myself to saying I'm going to do a podcast every single week. But I know that a lot of people will be really happy to see this podcast episode pop back into their feed. So this is for you guys. Thank you so much for, you know, your support and your vocal support about the podcast. And I actually went onto my podcast page recently and saw that it had like a 4.8 rating with over 1,000 reviews, which is just so, so incredibly kind. But yeah, if you have any suggestions about where you would like this podcast to go, let me know. Let me know on Instagram or TikTok or whatever, or even in the comments since this will be on YouTube now, what you think you would like to hear me talk about. I don't really enjoy like interviewing other people, to be perfectly honest. Like, and I actually don't like podcasts where they are interviewing other people. Like, if I listen to someone's podcast, I'm listening to it for them. I generally skip their like interview episodes, but I know probably most people do like interview episodes. So I don't know. I probably won't do that too much unless I have a really, really interesting like person that I want to speak to or topic that I want to cover. But yeah, I basically just want to pop on here and chat anytime I feel like I have something to say. And perhaps we can do like an advice thing. I don't know. I just like talking about stuff. Not that I think that I'm a guru that has all of the answers, but I just generally like a chat, as you would know. If you've been following me on Instagram for the past few years, we do love a rant on Instagram. Anyway, thank you so much for listening, guys. Welcome back. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Let me know what you think in the comments on YouTube or in the reviews on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts or on Instagram or wherever I end up putting this thing. So I love you all. Thank you so much. And I will speak to you some other time. Bye, guys.